This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 560. Roberto's Focus for 8.5 in IELTS Listening and Reading.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll hear about Roberto's IELTS exam experience and learn how he managed an overall 7.5 on his very first try. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and IELTS candidates, fans of the show, welcome. We are here with an awesomely delightful person, I'll say. Get that adverb adjective phrase in there. Roberto, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Can you tell the audience why you are here today?
So I'm here because I took the IELTS exam about 2 weeks ago, and I got my results last week, and so I passed it with a really good score, the score that I needed, so I'm so happy.
Awesome. Yeah. Heck yeah, you should be. All right, so what were your scores?
So I got a 7.5 overall. With awesome. 8.5 in reading and listening, and 6.5 in writing and speaking.
That's amazing. So those are the scores you needed, right? You don't have to take IELTS again.
No. It's perfect for me.
Okay, yeah. Cool. What are you going to use these scores for? What are you going to do now that you can bid adieu, that you can say goodbye to IELTS? What are you going to do?
So my next step is to get a CELT exam, so to be able to teach English.
Awesome! Yes. That's exciting. Where do you want to teach?
I want to teach in an English school here in Milan. I still didn't decide which one, but because there are several schools all over Milan. But yes, thanks to the CELT, I will be able to do that.
Oh, that's so cool. What made you want to be an English teacher?
All my friends are teachers. My boyfriend is a teacher. So, yes, everyone is a teacher in here. So, I got inspired by them.
That's awesome. So, just being around teachers, you're like, that sounds like a pretty sweet gig. I'm gonna get into that. That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, Roberto, we've talked before. We had a Skype session, and I already know you're gonna be awesome. Like, your students are gonna love you. What age do you want to teach?
Generally adults. But
that's the way to go.
Yes, but I think that I will be good even with kids. I don't mind. I think that once you know English, the English language and everything that comes with it, I think that you can teach to everyone.
This is true. That it's so true. And there are huge advantages to both groups, right? Like, okay, to be honest, I only taught kids for a year. I taught like 1 year of kindergarten in Taiwan. and I much prefer teaching adults, but now that I have a little kid, I do spend a lot of time like just teaching groups of kids, like coaching soccer or volunteering to like do reading in his class or whatever. And I love it. Kids are weird, and it's like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, you never know what they're going to say. It's hilarious. They're hilarious.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so let's get into some helpful advice for our listeners. Let's talk about those 8.5s. Oh my gosh. How in the world did you reach 8.5s in listening and reading?
Already before the course, I think that the two parts of the exam were the one that I found easier. But
Sure.
To get like this high score, it was just thanks to the course, because the course really helped me to focus. And for example, if you take the listening part, I was the only one that was underlined the keywords during the exam, like the only
one.
Really? Yes.
Oh my gosh. Why aren't more people in our course? They got low scores and you didn't. That's what happened. That's so funny.
No, okay. Yes. I think that is really, really helpful. The same with the reading. Just to focus in on the on the keywords without thinking about the entire passage. So it just saved me so much time.
But that's a really, you know, that those are the underlying strategies to the three key system, is that the point is to make it efficient, right? To help you to focus and to get away from these things that other students are doing that waste time, like reading too much and thinking too much and being distracted by things on the listening test. That's the whole point of the three key system. Did you take the test before, or was this your first time?
This was my first time, yes.
Oh, that's amazing. One and done, as we say.
Yes,
okay.
I'm so happy.
That's incredible. Okay, sweet. So let's get into the writing and speaking. So these are very good scores, 6.5 on both. Let's think about test day, right? This experience of the writing exam. How did that go for you?
So, at the beginning, I was a little bit nervous about it, but once the exam started, I think that I was just really focused. Then, you know, it's just a part after the other. You don't have enough time to breathe or to think.
Yeah.
So it's just one after another. So I think that, you know, once I was really focused for my listening, from there, it was just, you know, I was already in there. So the reading was the same. Even the writing, I was a little bit scared about the topic, but...
Why? Was it something weird? What was it?
No, it wasn't. It was about how to keep the road safe. So, you know, suggestions about that. So, I mean, it was even interesting, really interesting.
Cool.
And yes, so yes, but once I had that topic, just, you know, brainstorming, I had lots and lots of ideas. I was able to organize my ideas, decided which one to use in the essay. So, that was just great. I started, I wrote, and I've done
that's
it.
That's awesome. That's a good way to describe it, though. It's like, I guess this is what we're aiming for, is that you want to be in the mindset, like in the zone. You want to be in the zone immediately when the listening test starts. And you have to be able to carry that. You have to be able to maintain that level of concentration throughout the morning, which is tough. You know, that 3 hours of really like focused testing, that it must be exhausting. Like, were you really tired when that was finished?
Yeah, I was. I was extremely tired. But after that, I had speaking the same day after 3 hours. Yes, it was just it was just incredible. I mean, I had time to go out and, you know, just walk and around, at lunch.
Yeah.
That's my, I was just thinking about speaking. I couldn't think about anything else. Yeah, just really exhausting is like the right word.
That time lag between the morning and the speaking test in the afternoon, that's some critical time there. It's critical downtime. Because you don't want to tire yourself out more, or at the same time, like make yourself nervous, right? By like thinking about it too much. So Roberto, how did you spend that 3 hours? What did you do?
So I already planned the place to go for lunch. So I just went out from the school. I went to the center. I had lunch, and I had lunch with a couple of people that I met the same day. So that's what the other cool thing, because there were lots of people of different nationalities. So it was just really cool to, you know, to hang out with these people, talk about everything, even their culture. So
I
spent the entire afternoon like speaking to them, eating and walking around.
That's awesome, though. I think that's really good advice for other test takers, like not to isolate yourselves. And because I think when we're by ourselves, we're too much in our heads, and then we start getting anxious, and then we start, right, like thinking about how, like, what's going to go wrong on the speaking test, kind of. So I think that's a lovely way to try and fill that time, is to find other candidates, especially ones who don't speak your first language, because then you're forced to communicate in English. Keep that momentum going, right? That's awesome.
Sure.
Hello, lovely IELTS Energy listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. And remember, if you want to learn the same three keys system of strategies that helped Roberto nail this score his very first try, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So before you took your exam, we had an hour on Skype to focus on writing. How do you think that helped you before test day?
So helped me because after that I was like I was able to stay more focused and to really try to think about the topic, how to structure my entire essays. And even to know, you know, which words to use instead of another, just to get an higher score.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Great. Yeah, guys, listeners, if you are in our course, upgrading to the personal coach package is always an option, or even just getting 1 hour like Roberto did. That's always an option before test day. So send me an email at jessica@allearsenglish.com if you need help or advice with that. Okay, looking back, so let's, if we can look at this like a learning opportunity, right? Something that we could share with all of the future candidates out there. Looking back, Roberto, when you reflect on the writing and speaking, do you think there's anything that you could have done differently that maybe would have raised that score? Anything looking back on that you think you could have done in a different way or tried something different?
Okay, yeah, for the writing part, I think that I panicked a little bit. Like I told you, I was a little bit scared about the topic. After I got the topic, I was living interesting in that. I had lots of ideas. But at the same time, you know, you are in that time and you think, okay, which ideas I can use? And which examples? And then you look at the clock and you see that the time is passing. So yes, I would like probably that to be more calm because I was a little bit nervous.
No, that's you know, this has come up a few times in some classes I've had with students recently. Is like it. I think teachers too often assume that the problem is not having ideas in the first place. Mm-hmm. Because we get those questions a lot. I think we get those questions more often of students saying like, I don't know what to write. Where do I get these ideas? How do I support this stuff? But that's, you know, that's only one part of the student population. And then there's this whole other group like you and some of our other students in the course I've been working with, like, you guys have too many ideas. You guys are on like the other end of the spectrum. So guys, if this is describing you, I think the best advice here is that like just go with the first idea you think of. Remember that you're not going to come up with a perfect idea, first of all. And second of all, it's not like this example is going to change your score compared to that example. You know what I mean? It's about how we organize it. What linking words do we use to introduce the example? How do we describe it with specific, like higher level words, you know? It's so guys, like don't freak out. Don't let it panic you or waste your time while you're brainstorming. Just go with the first idea you think of. I think strategically, this is important to remember. What about speaking? Did you enjoy the speaking exam?
I actually did enjoy that. Yes. Even that, at the beginning I was in there as well. I was a little bit nervous because I didn't know the person that I had to speak with. But but after I met this, it was like this really nice old lady. And I met her. Yeah, she was so nice. So, awesome. So we went inside the room and, you know, like a normal conversation, like friends, we just started talking. So I didn't mind about it because at the beginning I was thinking about maybe I will have problems with the fact that she's recording the entire conversation. But no, after we started speaking, you just don't think about it. You just focus on what you're saying and you're just trying to enjoy it and to give your best. You don't even think about the rest. So, yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I think if you don't know what to expect going into the speaking exam, it will cause panic. Like, what can you imagine being surprised that there's a recorder or there's like a little MP3 recorder or something? If you don't know to expect that, that could throw you off. So, students, remember, part of controlling your performance, part of doing your best is knowing what to expect, what exactly happens on test day. Guys, if you're in our course, then remember to access, just if you're in Three Keys, remember to access the charts that tell you what the examiner is listening for. What is the examiner looking for in your writing? Because having all of this explicit information is, as adults, it's important. We need to know why we're doing stuff. So, guys, this is really important preparation before your test day, just to know what exactly happens before you get in there. And for those of you who aren't in Three Keys yet, you can be. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to learn the system. All right, Roberto, do you have any last amazing words of wisdom for all of our future test takers out there?
Yes, I have. I would just want to say that I think that everyone has to realize that you're not the only one. Because let me explain this. In the morning of the exam, I felt like kind of dying. I know that it's kind of traumatic, but you know, when you have that really terrible feeling. But at the same moment, you know, I started looking around me and I saw all these terrified expressions on people's faces.
Yeah.
And from the moment you just really understand that there everyone is there to take in the exam. For everyone, this can be important. So I think that if you're confident that you had a really good course, and so you're ready for it, I think that you just have to trust yourself.
Totally.
And
no,
everything
I love
else
that.
Will become naturally.
That's so true. Well, it's like you said on the listening test, you were the only one that was trying to be active and use strategies, right? You're like the only one that's underlining keywords, for example. that shows you how having a solid system is so important before you go into the test. And I know that sounds terrible, but it's so true. Just knowing that everybody else is as terrified as you are, like it's terrible. Yeah. But at the same time, it is comforting just to be like, you know what? We are all in this together. This is going to be fine. It's natural to feel scared. This is a big deal, right? And especially being the first time you took the test, like, you know, that's also adds another level of terror there than otherwise, right? So, Roberto, I mean, one and done, first time taking it. I think these scores are so impressive. I am super proud of
you.
You did amazing.
Thank you so much.
Roberto, thank you so much for sharing your experience with our listeners today. And guys, remember, if you want access to the Three Keys system to increase your IELTS scores, it is guaranteed to increase your IELTS scores or your money back, and we pay for your exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, Roberto, thank you so much. I'm so happy you got to come on the show today.
I'm so happy to. Thank you again for having me. It was so exciting and fun.
Awesome. Have a good day, Roberto.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.